That's interesting. I was thinking about my wording there, talking about the imperfect transmission of data. It's interesting because, like, perfection in that sense would be unchangingness, you know? But it's interesting that the unchangingness in that sense has a connotation of positivity. Whereas, like, in reality, you know, unchangingness is death, you know, and really changingness is life. And it's ironic that you have people struggling to bring artificial life to computers, while at the same time you have very similar engineers desperately trying to maintain the lack of life in a computer, you know, making sure that it stays accurate, making sure that it's, you know, consistent constantly. And maybe your working glitch is very much about exploring that sense of, like, where the life lies in computers, where the change lies in computers, and trying to acknowledge that change has validity. You know, I think as I showed in my own prejudice, you know, there's that sense in which we say the change caused by a human is artistic, the change caused by a plant is growth, but the change caused by a computer is imperfection. And it's like we demand death from our computers instead of embracing their life, you know. We try and stamp out their life. It's like, you know, we believe we want, like, a living household with, you know, we bring children and animals into our household, and at the same time we bleach every available surface. It's like there's this lack of consistency about our attitude to life in any form. It's like we like the comfortable life, but we don't want the discomfort of life. And it's very much about the way in which we define the two, you know, what is acceptable life, what is unacceptable life, and how do we characterize those two things. And where, and it's amazing how much our prejudices come into the question of whether we exterminate or nurture. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon.